This video is brought to you by a product I use weekly, Harry's. MJ Tesler, you ready to dive into this and see what the journey is? I was so smooth that whole intro.
I got my Nuka-Cola, my Stim Packs, and I'm ready to go.
You just spoiled the whole show. Alrighty, guys. Well, if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, we just watched the first episode of Fallout. Now, normally we like to really talk for a significant period of time, but we got 8 of these episodes that they dropped all at once, and I'm sure by the time we're reviewing this, by the time we reach this point in the video, you've already watched like the whole show or something like that. So yeah, we'll talk for a little bit to give the first impressions. There's no need to really hyper theorize about where the show is going to go down. Well, reminder, I don't know this world. Michael knows the games very well. So, Michael, as a fan of the games, what did you think, my friend, of the pilot for Fallout?
You know, I came into this absolutely terrified. I think they knocked it out of the park. They captured the spirit of the games. I mean, the setup felt like the setup of every great Fallout game. The texture, the feeling, the dialogue, every part of it from start to finish was just, it was Fallout. And they did not shy away from the violence. They did not shy away from the sex. They captured the music, the tone, the costume design, the prop design, the acting, the script. I mean, just like top to bottom. And they did it in a way to where it felt so authentic to Fallout, and it feels like it's part of the universe. Well, it also feels wholly original, which I know is the goal going in. And I think that's something really neat. Like, there is the intent here was that it's not a retelling of any particular Fallout game as much as it is its own story just within the extended Fallout universe. And I think that was such a smart move. And you know, I've been saying for a long time, especially like since The Last of Us came out, like if you give video game producers the ability to be a active participant in the creative process, they're very good, you know. And I think historically big film studios and television studios have shied away from that. And because of that, you get these like really horrific adaptations. But between The Last of Us and now Fallout, like, I think this has the opportunity to become, like we said earlier during the reaction, like a Game of Thrones scale series, yeah. Especially like knowing the extent of the lore and where it can go and the way in which it is exploring this exposition through these like extremely personal and compelling characters. I mean, like, I'm so interested in your opinion, Greg, just from like somebody that has zero exposure, no pun intended, to Fallout. I also like, maybe it's because of the state of the world, but like the opening sequence was just so horrifically jarring in a way that like, as hard as it is to like play the Fallout games and just be like, oh, the apocalypse, it's so scary. Like the way that things are right now, it is kind of like a friendly reminder of how fragile things are. And like we're in LA and to see LA like go up like that, I was like, oh boy, oh boy. But yeah, and just like retrofuturism is a hard thing to capture and make it feel realistic. You know, like Fallout is inherently unrealistic, right? Like it takes place in the future, but it feels like it's the 1950s. And you have these characters that are like kind of caricatures, you know, ridiculous, you know, and you have these like crazy juxtapositions of genres. And I mean, you have something like the Brotherhood of Steel, like this like odd religious cult that is like militaristic. And then you have, you know, the vaults themselves, which are just wild. And to make that all work and somehow feel believable is just like an extraordinary feat of storytelling. So I don't know. I had an absolute blast. What did you think, Greg?
I thought it was a fantastic first episode. I really, really thought that maybe we were just walking into something that was going to be more world build-y. I had faith in it because it's Jonathan Nolan, and I'm a big fan of the Westworld show.
Yeah.
So I even liked a lot of Westworld that a lot of people don't like. So I'm like, I'm inclined to the voice of Jonathan Nolan overall, I would say. Sure. And I love how it's bookended with the ghoul character really showing the before and after with him specifically, even giving you a chance at hope of you watched him as the ghoul at the end. See like what a lethal badass he is. And I love how people were, there were men talking down to him at the beginning of this and he kind of just took it. And then all here in the way far future, as he's morphed completely into this world, he is officially the gunslinger, not just playing a cowboy. Mm. Men talking down to him, and he whoops their asses. like it's such a great change of trajectory.
Yeah.
And that's just one little example of why I think this show works so well is they focus so much on the intimacy and the emotionality of the characters. And they allow that to be the world building. Like there's so much at the time where I'm like, okay, I don't fully get like the entire ins and outs, but I never felt lost at the same time. Like you need to, as an audience member who's being introduced to this, I was like, I just need to latch onto what I need to latch onto right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll further understand it as it develops. But I was never confused, if that makes sense. Like, there was never a scene where I was like, I really have no idea what they're talking about, you know? And if I ever had a question, I was always like intrigued and trusted the show will take me to a place where I would eventually understand what's happening.
Yeah.
And like the way how Jonathan Nolan directs, I think is so smart. Even right from the prologue of when you first see like a robot in the living room, it's just kind of off in the corner. So that way you're just staying lived in with the humanity of it instead of just going flashy with the futuristic stuff.
Mm.
And they do that right out of the vault too, with things that reflect like the hydrogen bomb dropping, and you see like the corpses outside, and then you go to the big scale shots. Like it was smart to constantly go intimate, then big scale versus big scale show budget.
Yeah.
But more importantly, like as a story, I was hooked so much into the emotion of the characters. Lucy, if there's one little minor complaint for a pilot, but it's just a pilot. And like I said, the show, they released it all at once, so it's meant to be binged.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want to like spend too much time harping on a point like this, is that not every story here is as equally interesting as some of the, like the Maximus one. I'm like, that's interesting. But it's really easy for me to be like, but the Lucy one, I'm way more gravitated toward. So it's really just a preference at that point.
Sure.
And it's not, and
those are going to converge though.
Yeah. You know, they're going to converge, and it's mainly about like where the heart impact interest is at the moment. And it was just one obstacle the show's kind of up against when you're hopping around, because at times you think the episode's over and then it's not. Thrilled to be partnering with a brand I've been using for nearly 2 years now, and that's Harry's Razors. I'm generally more drawn to anything that goes against the norm, and Harry's does just that in the grooming world. They saw the high prices in the industry and decided to blaze their own trail with quality and affordability. I keep a beard, but whenever you see these cheeks and the neck clean, then that's the work of Harry's right there. Keeps my wife happy, and Harry's makes it effortless. They're precision blades that cut smoothly with less drag, making every shave satisfying. And yes, it's versatile for other areas too, you know what I mean? So as a Harry's devotee, I can vouch for their value. You can experience unparalleled comfort and quality in your grooming routine, where exceptional craftsmanship meets affordability, making a smart choice for a top-notch shave without breaking the bank. Their kits and value packs for shaving are unbeatable, but Harry's is not just about shaving. Again, they offer top quality, thoughtfully designed grooming products, including shampoo, conditioner, and amazing body wash, without the premium price. Quality, affordability, that's a thesis of this. Now these I actually pulled right from my own bathroom. I regularly use their 5-blade razor with a nice weighted handle and their foaming shave gel. Man, this dab, it is a game changer. I just like the feel of it. Now I have to commit to keeping this in my hand the whole time, because I'm not going to go to the bathroom in the middle of shooting this. The handles, they feel perfectly balanced, and the razor's sleek design is a classy addition to my bathroom. And the quality of the shave, unparalleled. Gotta reiterate, key part of my weekly grooming ritual, because their entire range of products fits seamlessly into my routine. Definitely no reshoots here. Their German engineer blades are durable, and refill plans are economical. Rarely use the word economical, but I'm using it now. Plus, their commitment to high customer satisfaction and no risk trial makes Harry's a no-brainer. This gel really does feel good. Let me say once more, choosing Harry's means quality and affordability. By grabbing your $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/rejects, you're not only getting a great deal, but you're also supporting this channel. That's harrys.com/rejects for your $3 trial set. Stay sharp and embrace the extraordinary with Harry's. Till next time, Reject Nation. Till next time.
I always admire a show with multiple POVs.
Like, yeah, and I think
I feel like it's a hard thing to pull off. And when it is pulled off successfully, I think it makes for like my favorite television.
Absolutely.
Because in essence, you're getting like five great shows.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. I think the melding of genres, they're excellently pulling off.
Yeah.
And the practical effects are wonderful. And it's smart. Like, they have a bit of that J.J. Abrams-esque touch where, okay, there's a mystery about her mom. Yeah. She's going to go rescue her dad, but she's got to uncover answers along the way about the truth. So I think it's just a really smart pilot. Like, for a first episode, it's very, very intriguing. And it's grounded for something that's so large. I was surprised by, because, you know, like, I've seen like other shows that are adaptations. I think Last of Us did it really well for the most part, but that is essentially retelling.
That's a great point.
I wasn't a huge fan of Avatar, the live action. Wasn't a huge fan of that. Yeah. While I liked some of it, there was overall, I was like, this is like the opposite to what Avatar was doing. Yeah. You know, we're just like information overload. You know, so I like the visuals and the violence and the irony that is constantly happening too. Yeah, it's cool.
No, exposition's a dangerous thing, and I feel like they've found a perfect balance here. And again, I've said it, you know, in other videos that we've done, like, the best way to experience great exposition is through like profound personal journeys.
Sure.
And I feel like they've set us up with such wonderful characters. I do think there was one giant mistake that was made. Where the heck is Ron Perlman? Every Fallout should begin with war. War never changes. Like, that's just like an essential, and I don't understand why it's not there. That's not a hard call of Ron Perlman. Is he on strike? What's going on? You know, but other than that, like, I'm super jazzed.
And the acting is amazing.
Yeah, no, the acting is top notch.
Every actor here is incredible.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, kind of don't want to talk anymore because I want to watch the next one.
Should watch the next
Let's
one.
Let's watch the next one,
guys. Right. I'll close this out, Michael. You do it.
Yeah. Listen. I hope that everybody has taken their iodine tablets, and that you have a Geiger counter or a Pip-Boy handy, because it is getting radioactive up in here. We'll see you on episode 2. Thank you for joining, and don't forget to leave a like. And what was your favorite part of the pilot? Leave your comments below. We'll see you in the next one.
Michael B. Omnimedia, gotta shout this guy out, because I'm going to assume that right now he is also covering the Fallout series. And if I know this guy, he is delivering y'all fantastic, amazing reactions. So please, go ahead, check out his channel, Omnimedia, and support him on all fronts, because he's seriously one of the best reaction channels out there right now. He's a guy who provides a lot of insight, a lot of knowledge, and he's just a whole lot of fun to hang out with as well. He's actually going to be coming out here for like 12 hours at some point this month. So hopefully I can touch base with him, but he's going to be like an hour away. Do I really want to drive that far to go see you? I like you. I love you. But do I like you that much? Maybe. I'm a busy guy. And it's like 3 hours out of my day. But go watch his channel.
Subscribe. Hit the notifications.